May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 9th, 2025. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to what is hopefully an Aquarian full moon cosmic insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our crazy world these days. So, since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news events. There's so much going on, and most people are suffering from information overload as it is. So I'll try to keep it pretty simple. When I say that, I'm kind of, it's like a razor's edge between being profound with too much information and being a simpleton with not enough. So today I'll largely be narrating from four newsletters that I've published over the last 10 days. And this is a lot of big picture stuff with both global crisis and Aquarian opportunity. So I'll be unpacking the grand illusion of what's going on in terms of, you know, touching on the demoralizing dystopia of ongoing Gaza genocide and vaccine pharmacide. But keep in mind that all the divisive fear and hatred programmed in the lamestream media was ordained for this time to trigger a great awakening, you know, to basically snap us out of the same old matrix mindset and prepare us for a great enlightenment that has already occurred in the continuum, you know. And many of us have already experienced at least flashes of the type of 5D intuition and discernment that can be characterized as effective sensory perception. You know, it's like just knowing, call it intuition, call it ESP, but not in terms of extrasensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. It's just effective sensory perception. So this live show today will be available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcasts, the newsletter links are listed in the footnotes, so you can click on those links and follow along while I'm discussing them. In other words, you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. I mean, you know, how good could it get as far as owning your own vision, virtue for the victory of well, let's just say more light and love, easier and faster. So today I'll be discussing some of the crisis that's going on now with mass awakening to the depths of hell on Earth, as well as the heights of heaven in terms of phenomenal potential for a golden age on Earth. I mean, will we have a high state of unity or a deep state of division? It's all about whom we will collectively, what we will collect, how we will collectively serve. As above, so below, on Earth as in heaven, as within, so with all, unity in our diversity, united in faith, or divided in fear. So that's, this is really, you know, this is judgment time, folks. So each of the newsletters I discuss is a cosmic love sandwich, I call it, a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. And this is my MO, method of operation, folks. I want to discuss and discuss how bad things are, but I really want to wrap it, you know, in how good things can be, you know, keep a positive frame of reference for we're going through some major personal planetary initiations right now. And it's good to keep a perspective of, you know, again, a reality therapy, reality report on how bad, how serious things really are, but how good things can be and how fast things can turn around. I mean, the opportunity, you know, and to hold the vision, you know, without vision, the people perish, with vision of virtue and valor for the victory, you know, we thrive, the people thrive. So Here's more light and love, easier and faster, as I said. So as far as what I wanted to cover today, you know, the four last newsletters, some serious food for thought, you might say, for the truly thoughtful. Back on July 29th, whistleblowers expose Operation Mind Control. That was the subject. Whistleblowers expose Operation Mind Control. And the graphics and byline and the subject there, serious stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, this is globally serious, potentially life-changing or already life-changing stuff, you know. And on August 2nd, just a few days later, the title was of the newsletter is AI as Evil Debacle or Loving Salvation. Now, I got a lot of good response from that one that I wasn't expecting. And it was mostly ladies that really liked the kind of cartoon at the top that looked like it was from The New Yorker, and that really says it for a lot of people. And actually, I'm going to read that. This was a cartoon. And the two man and woman walking down the street. It looked like they're coming back from dinner and just walking along. And she says to him, "My desire to be well informed is currently at odds with my desire to remain sane." So again, my desire to be well informed is currently at odds with my desire to remain sane. In other words, most people are just suffering from information overload. Seriously, I mean, serious cognitive dissonance, information overload, you know, too much information. So even those who are listening to the show, well, I'm sure you can agree, you know, this is a big issue. So that was the August 2nd article, AI as Evil Debacle or Loving Salvation, with a little bit of humor at the top, but a very serious, the battle of light and darkness, good and evil material, which is, a lot of people say, that's the real drama that's going on right now in ultimate terms. So I went into that subject with a little bit of humor. And again, this was back on August 2nd. And then on August 5th, a few days later, the article was, that was just 4 days ago. August 5th, the best case scenario for AI. That was the subject of the newsletter. The best case scenario. And framed that, again, when I took some of the worst case scenarios and, you know, just mentioned, touched them, summed them up, basically, the worst case scenario, and wrapped it with the best case scenario. You know, how good things can be, how fast that can happen. So, again, that's the I think I'm going to begin the newsletter going through that one first. But the one that I posted today, which I'm really thrilled with, the full moon in Aquarius is today, August 9th. Just happened to show up today, fell on the full moon in Aquarius. Actually, very early this morning, I posted this newsletter about them, the newsletter that I'll be discussing. I posted it to my list, my Substack list. If you haven't subscribed to Substack, you can always go to Aquarius Rising 369, Substack.com, Aquarius Rising 369, or just probably just do a search for Christopher Rudy Substack, and it'll probably come up. I don't know how their search engine works, but anyway, this is the big story with the full moon in Aquarius today. There's energy there. They're claiming the victory of those energies. I go into that, and I really want to finish up the show on that. So I will get to that, but first, I'm going to go into the best case scenario for AI. You know, sparking golden age opportunity. That's the byline of the title of the best case scenario for AI is sparking golden age opportunity. And there's a graphic of a human finger, you know, touching the finger of, it looks like a robot arm that is labeled AI, which is to say there's going to be a spark of intelligence of intelligence when the human is augmented, you know, supported, served by AI intelligence, you know. And again, it really comes down to the power of love, which is the, you might say, the highest ultimate humane virtue, value, the power of love. That is the spark Basically, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's that spark also. But I mean, the understanding of the spark of Christic intelligence, higher intelligence, call it Buddhic intelligence, call it cosmic consciousness, enlightened intelligence, that intelligence is being sparked. So, an article that I really got into, the spark of great enlightenment, takes the great awakening to the next level. So the great awakening is going on, but there's the spark, there's the sparking of really enlightened souls, and the great enlightenment. And it doesn't happen all at once. It's not going to be, people are getting flashes of enlightenment all over the planet that were, they're waking up. It's just like beyond waking up. I mean, they're already, most of them are already awake. I mean, some people, it is like a bolt of lightning and their lives totally changed with just a kind of a systemic, reboot of their energetics, with their unique astrology psychology being triggered by the transits of, lifetime transits going on, that are triggering their enlightenment. It's different. It's not all at once. It's not, I mean, a lot of people have these sparks, and it changes their lives, and they redirect their lives. They become inspired to do things that they would have never have thought to do. So, the world is an epic, as in the world right now is an epic test for souls of conscience, as in Christic, higher consciousness, and that test is reaching a climax. We're living at a time of global mass awakening. Ready or not, folks. So. Enjoy the revelations, and I begin this piece, with a cosmic perspective. I have a picture. It's a photograph of another galaxy depicting what our, Milky Way galaxy looks like from the side, looking. I think it's called the Sombrero Galaxy, but anyway, it's a photo from deep, of what our Milky Way galaxy looks like, from the side. And there's this galactic plane, the photon belt that's with alignment of hundreds of billions of star systems, like a saucer around the great central sun. And our solar system is about two-thirds out from the center of this giant frisbee, you might say. there's this huge, massive, great central sun, and then hundreds, there's hundreds. They estimators, I've heard the figure from 200 billion to 500 billion star systems, like our solar system, around the great central sun. So there's a photograph of that, and it's a great meditation photograph. This is basically, the field of our galaxy, that we are in, the larger field, Papa field, the big field, galactic field. So, I mean, if you think about it, folks, how the accelerated evolution of technology, from horse and buggy to space travel, over in about 100 years, the last 100, 150 years, from horse and buggy to space travel, this has occurred during the great crossing of our solar system across the galaxy's photon belt, over the last 100 years. And, this is the precession of the equinox. And there's a link in the copy, and you can click on it and go into it and have a multiple videos and articles explaining what's going on in the galactic field and the cycles and the energies of the precession of the equinox, where our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane every 28,000, I think it's 25,920 years, approximately. Anyway, that cycle, since it's not going around, it's going around the galaxy, because all the solar systems are cycling around, they're orbiting around the great central sun. So it's really a sine wave curve. It's going, yes, it's going up and down, and it's moving forward, but it's a sine wave curve. And so about every 12,000 or so years, it crosses the galactic plane in this larger cycle of, what, 28,000 years? So anyway, this huge cycle that's explained with the link, it goes into it with graphics. And you can really picture what's going on with the energetics of our whole solar system as it has cycled the last 100 years through this galactic plane, the photon belt, of all these solar systems in a plane around the great central sun. So, in other words, the infusion of light, photonic light, aligned with the massive Great Central Center of a Galaxy has provided, you know, photon carrier waves for real intelligence from the source. You know, when I say the source, you know, the Great Central Sun, which is connected to all the other Great Central Suns in our universe through its white fire core. It's like there's a synchronicity. It really is the field, the source field of God, of cosmos, an intelligence that of universe that humans very rarely tap into without getting fried, you know. Yeah. So but anyway, this is the same principle of like the fiber optics cable that, you know, will carry thousands of TV channels simultaneous on a laser beam of light. So there's intelligence from the Great Central Sun that's been infusing our planet, you know, in this alignment, in this aligning process, as our solar system, in its precession of the equinox, has traveled, you know, across this photon belt over the last 100 years, passed through it. There's been an intelligence that has, you know, this happens cyclically. You know, the last cycle was Atlantis, you know, 12,000 so many years ago. And there was a rise of civilization. Now, whether we're rising, you know, to sustain, you know, a golden age for the next 2,000 years through the deep space energies of Aquarius. I mean, is that our divine destiny? Well, you know, this is what we'll be finding out. I mean, there's this general enlightenment process is going on, and it is a revolution, evolution, revolution, revelations, and higher consciousness. And it's a systemic paradigm shift to a quantum reality. Now, quantum reality, and this, keywords like that, I have them linked where you can go to whole websites just for some understanding of quantum reality for people that are new to this subject. So I'm kind of giving it the big picture. And if you go back to, you know, the American Revolution, the spark that ignited that revolution was Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It was the most successful political pamphlet in history. It sparked the revolution. It was made possible, I should say, by the decentralized truth-telling technology of the printing press. In other words, the technology of the printing press made possible someone like Thomas Paine to publish and his stuff to be popular and wildcat printed by other printing presses. It just basically sparked this, you know, this breakthrough technology. Freedom of the press was sparked back then, and it's been sparked the last 33 years by the internet as a global high tech printing press, you might say, publishing vehicle. So global medicines, anyone in the world now can be an independent producer, director, and creator of content like Thomas Paine was. You know, so this is the evolution, revolution in consciousness that's going on globally. And now AI is coming along to optimize that opportunity exponentially with translation capabilities between all languages. So you've got a gaggle of voices worldwide. And how do 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people communicate at the same time without creating noise? Well, this is what I've been trying to explain with Heartware, how that works as a function of the language of consciousness, the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, and you might say three number scales, X, Y, Z coordinate axis of the brightness scale, color spectrum, and then depth of field, three numbers in sequence, creating a dot. This can be like a voting platform for volition, for inputting your individual and collective consciousness with three numbers in sequence on your touchtone telephone or the alphanumeric keyboard on your computer. You three numbers, create a dot in the cube, and at any one point, you can basically evaluate a video you're watching, three numbers in sequence. And this is the Heartware program. This is the interactive interface, universal law language, you know, as a function of the language of consciousness, again, brightness scale, color spectrum, language of light, and how this can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. And this is a really important subject I wanted to talk about for a long time, and I kind of been referencing in the last four posts this last month, especially while this just kite patterns been going on in the heavens. It's like a real synergy of influence that have been a catalyst for me personally, at least, if not for, I'm sure for others, but, you know, for basically becoming more conscious and congruent of the need for a vision for how we can all hang together with the communication process, you know, to come into unity rather than all hang separately. Now, this concept of a communication process or a platform that can be just like a little three-dimensional, like a cube in the lower right-hand corner of your computer screen, you know, a little cube, and it's got a field of dots in it, and that field of dots can represent all the people. If like a million people or 1,000 people are watching a video at that time, at that any one point of a video, that little cube showing up can reference all the people that responded with the language of light of consciousness. Again, at any one point of the video, if it's above you, below you, if it's too bright, authoritative, or sophisticated, or if we're too dense, childlike, and you know, below you, brightness scale on a 1 to 10 with 0 in the middle, like spherical consciousness, the whole point at the capstone, you know, where all the basically these dimensions come together for vision of conscience, of how one is conscious with the light of conscience. You know, again, this brightness scale and the color spectrum, the bright white light of the infinite eternal goes through the prism of human consciousness and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. So you've got full spectrum conscience, you know, you have an enlightened full spectrum autism spectrum. On the autism spectrum, you're full spectrum. Now, autism usually means you're kind of locked up and separated from full spectrum conscience. You've got a sense of separation, and you're on like one band or different frequencies at the time, but not necessarily full spectrum conscious of how you were conscious. So these are all dimensions of consciousness as a function of the language of consciousness, which references the language of light. I'm going to go back to this whole understanding of basically, you know, the new American Revolution with a new higher consciousness being sparked. And this is really a function of what will happen with this communication process as people, more people communicate, those who are good communicators using, you know, media, you may be created on your phone, but the best communicators that reference the best, most truth, of course, this is like kind of a real-time voting or volition process whereby we individually and collectively become more conscious of how we are conscious. So the language of conscience can be brought into the subject to make our representatives accountable to the purpose for which they were elected, which is representation of social conscience in our social networks, which in a global village, instant everywhere, all connected sense is, you know, global community. So we've got all these communities within the communities, whether it be a national identity or it be a local community, or you have a global village community, and there can be representatives that represent, you know, the what's best for all within any community that can basically originate videos where others can evaluate, and through this recycling of general knowledge you can generate specific wisdom because you're using the language of light as the evaluation criteria for not only, you know, evaluating videos, but even the origination of videos. There's a whole language of light in the photomechanical process, the creative process, the learning process for lifelong learning. The light language, the understanding of it for involving the processes of general enlightenment. That becomes, you know, for lifelong learning, that becomes the gold standard. You know, education of the heart and basically the creative process, you know, for co-creation along more enlightened lines. Now, I'm kind of getting off the track of where I wanted to go as far as the understanding of the new technology of AI. And the analogy here is if you think of clothes as an extension of the skin, and autos as an extension of the feet, and radio as an extension of the ears, and TV an extension of the eyes, computers an extension of the brain, then you can see how the internet is connecting our computers, you know, all of our brains, and the global brain. And AI provides a quantum leap as an extension of consciousness, just like clothes are an extension of the skin. And just as microdosing, you know, a parallel biotech trend with THC, psilocybin, and MDA is going mainstream for expansion of consciousness. So you've got a parallel here. You got the technology of AI, which is a quantum leap for an extension of consciousness. And you got this whole biotech revolution from the inside out, the biochemistry of neurotransmitter support, where people become more conscious of how they are conscious through for expansion of consciousness also. So you've got this going on with this basically extension, expansion of consciousness globally, involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. You know, the family of mankind in a global village of instant everywhere and interactive coming to unity capability. And now here we have artificial intelligence takes that opportunity to the next level of either harnessing it for a golden age or being harnessed by it for an Orwellian nightmare. I mean, you know, this is judgment times, folks. I don't think it's foreordained or etched in stone what's going to happen with this AI thing. I mean, we could have, you know, utopia or oblivion. You know, it's coming to a head. I mean, mankind has free will, so anything is possible. Now, I'm trying to raise the flag of, you know, hey, we can all hang together, and this AI can be harnessed, you know, for more light and love, easier and faster, and bring in this golden age, you know, sooner rather than later. But, you know, I'm holding that flag up, and no one's saluting. Matter of fact, there's shots coming at me, you know, from the other side. You know, it's like, you know, it's like a razor's edge. How far do you go with, you know, making it very, very clear of how good things can be if we all just hang together rather than hang separately? So, you know, this really comes down to the best case scenario for AI is when I say the currency of conscience, the language of consciousness, currency of conscience. I have a website, a link on that currency of consciousness, which goes into it in depth, metaphorically, historically. You know, this is the currency, the evolution with, you know, conscience, currency thrives. Without conscience, currency deprives. You know, it's just like there are laws involved, you know, karmic laws with, you know, we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. And consciousness without conscience is the original sin. Stuck in negativity. That's consciousness without conscience. Stuck in negativity. S-I-N. Sin. So all suffering, you might say, stems from the sense of separation and dis-ease from lack of the whole, healthy, and otherwise Holy Spirit of good conscience. Or, you know, as was said by the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, 4th U.S. President, he said, quote, conscience is the most sacred of all property. The most sacred of all property, conscience. So this is the currency of conscience I'm referring to. And the great opportunity with harnessing of AI is to culture social conscience in our global, you know, ubiquitous social network communities. Because social networks, they are communities. I mean, they're not physical community, like local community, you know, that you go dance and eat with, and which is really important. But collective social conscience, local and global, is the end of the Gaza genocide and global pharmacide. I mean, these are the forces of death and hell that's taking the planet down. Things have to turn around and naturally neutralize the downward spiral with an upward spiral. Going viral in good terms. So, of course, you know, liberating the light of social conscience will eventually unite global netizens with a new identity as united sovereigns of Earth. But in the zeitgeist meantime, global humanity is suffering from elite special interests with a vested interest in population control. But we're talking about toxic population control, you know, big oil, big pharma, big agra, that makes a killing poisoning our air, you know, with pollutants and chemtrails, poisoning our food with pesticides and additives, poisoning the water with chlorine and fluoride, poisoning our bodies with vaccines and drugs. And on top of that is the criminal cartel of the century, the privately owned Federal Reserve bankster money changers who have hijacked the public treasury to finance and profit from endless war, genocide, and pharmacide while claiming independence from politics. Well, there's a graphic here of the Federal Reserve building, and the caption says, "It's not federal, and it has no reserves." I mean, you can lead a horse to water, you know, or humanity to conscience, but you can't make them think. Well, there's a little bit of a pun there. So the best case scenario for AI is upgrade of 5 core internet freedoms, as will naturally neutralize the evil of the worst case AI beast scenario. Now, this is a subject that a lot of people don't understand. What's this AI beast scenario? What's the faceless beast system? The beast system, according to Gab AI, which is a thing, and you can Google GAB AI and use their tool, their AI tool. But according to Gab AI, you know, the Antichrist won't be a single person; it'll be a system. An AI bureaucrat hive mind managing CBDC, social credit, and biometric ID. The mark, as in Mark of the Beast, is the quantum dot or subdermal chip tied to your wallet and movement permit. So this is the faceless technology of the beast. I mean, it's like why these 15-minute cities are being created, and this whole internet of everything being connected, and they can track you and they can control you and you can't move, travel, whatever, use your wallet, use your money, unless you comply with the system, whatever that may be. So this is part of the great deception that's going on. People don't know about this. And so there's an article that follows called The Great Deception, and it's followed by an article called The Great Correction. But The Great Deception is basically a perspective on Donald Trump that's very, very outrageous. It's outrageous. It's outrageous funny. A lot of people, MAGA people, consider it irreverent, so to speak, beyond, you know, just, but there's some insight on this. And the byline is this article. It's from Vigilante TV. It's actually a video you watch. Trump, he wants to release the Epstein files, but can't. Thus, the clown show continues, complete with new sightings of aliens still patiently waiting their turn in the Mossad Big Lie Global production. In today's episode, Epstein's niece reveals elite bloodlines practicing rituals, child sacrifice, and occultism, while the monster mage rolls out the beast slave system. I would say this is a heads up. I think this is important to watch. It's got some important information. You can take, you know, this. It's like there's a level of humor and lightness in this, of just truth telling. You know, let the chips fall where they may. I like Jeff, who gives this report. He's really good. Enjoy that. And then it goes on to the great correction, the article in this piece on best case AI. And the understanding of the great correction is basically, you know, it goes back into the currency of conscience, the authentic spirit that matters above all in good conscience will light the way back to harnessing AI for personal and planetary ascension. Now, the ascension process, as far as more light and love, easier and faster, you know, I call it the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations is you know, the revolution in higher consciousness. It's like the ascension, you know, it's the uprising, you know, waking up, wising up, rising up, ascending with more light as the language of consciousness. That's the transformational key for synergizing the best of both human and AI tools and processes that serve social conscience, our humanity. So this is the business of human evolution. We're either busy being born anew with more light and love, easier and faster, or we're busy dying, as in devolution. So choose wisely by way of ascension intention. That's actually a quote from one of my Christos quips. I have a website, Christos Quips. So I in this best case AI, I go to ascension coordinates for initiates. And there's links on these ascension coordinates for initiates. I mean, ascension, you know, what the ascension is. And for those who want to know, you know, get on path, so to speak, you know, get aligned, at least have the option of knowing, you know, what the opportunity is. There's some coordinates there, websites. And then the next subset is TLC coordinates for communicants. Now, I'm going through this thing of initiates, communicants, and adepts. And so there's whole thing on the four archetypal Aquarian models, you know, for, you know, when initiates are more advanced, they really want to get into the processes for involving and evolving individual and collective consciousness. They're, you know, and the models with telecom, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce, you know, with hardware, cyber ethics, education of the heart, global holistic healing standards, and the currency of conscience. There's a segment section on that. So those who are in the future listening to the podcast and scrolling along with the best case AI article, you'll have the links that you can click on and go into depth. This is for communicants. So basically, a communicant is what a communicant does. And that's the TLC, telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the four archetypal Aquarian models for coming into unity, community, communication, communicants. So then there's the blueprint coordinates for adepts. And ADEPS is an acronym for affirmation with determination for effective precipitation or participation in time. That's ADEPS. So ADEPS are into basically the more profound aspects of the implications of what are referenced here as, quote, the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to ascension of the planet. You know, the archetype of archetypes, and there's a backstory on that for adepts that are interested in cosmic law of the angles, cosmic universal language of the angels, you know, heart coherence, mind congruence for synergy in the physical, mental, spiritual trinity, and integration with the creative ascent process, you know, the capstone, you know, to love with all your strength and mind and heart and soul, and you're all connected, netizen neighbors as thyself. So this best case AI scenario has an excellent article by Robert W. Malone, MD, MS, called Woke Bioethics, A Tyranny, Understanding and Examples to How the First Time in History, the Ineffectiveness of a Medicine is being blamed on those who haven't taken it. That's a quote from Dr. Malone, and he's referring to how the medicine of the vaccine was given, and it was ineffective, and it was blamed on those who hadn't taken it, as if that would, you know, made any sense whatsoever. But there's a bioethics tyranny going on, and there's some in-depth understanding in that article. But I follow up with my own personal story, understanding bioethics, quantum field ethics, and the bioenergetics governing holistic biologically correct healthcare. Because back in 1991, I worked with the naturopath who pioneered quantum medicine, this is Dr. William Nelson, who used Curlian energy field photography to engineer homeopathic remedies, which are actually quantum field remedies. You know, quantum healing with homeopathy and corresponding astrology, another quantum field science, has a long tradition of India. We're talking about going back 100 years. Homeopathy was huge, but the energetics and the intuitive understanding, the right brain intuitive understanding of people in India, the energy field of astrology as related to the energy subtle energy field principles in homeopathy, these were understood. Massive books were written on the subject with the law of correspondence for healing. It was a huge science development. And Dr. Nelson lectured there, showing, you know, Curlian slides of the beautiful rainbow of colors with natural homeopathics, and also showing, you know, slides showing the black sheen of toxic synthetic drug, you know, the aura of death, the Curlian photograph around a drug, a synthetic, one of the synthetic drugs made from petrochemicals, which almost all of the pharmaceuticals, the patented pharmaceuticals, are petrochemical distillates. Synthetic drugs, the aura, that same black sheen aura of death with Curlian photography. So this is before Dr. Nelson pioneered the first quantum biofeedback computer in 1991, but utilized, and I worked with them, you know, I helped him get started. I sold five of his systems. There were $33,000 systems back then, 386 computer. And this was, you know, he utilized, he had this biofeedback computer that he had developed that utilized the newly discovered periodic table of quantum biology, you know, which is explained in the link that I provide on the website. And Bill's eclosion system, as he called it, eclosion version 1.0 of his modern SCIO system. And the SCIO is used by quantum healers all over the world now. It could scan the frequencies of, back at that time, it could scan, you know, we're talking about 1991, it could scan the frequencies of thousands of natural remedies that were hardwired and bottled by with biosensors into the biofield circuits of the body with the almost instant biofeedback registered through the quantum field periodic table, showing what nutritional and homeopathic remedies are most effective for optimizing holistic health. I mean, I worked with that. I actually produced a video on the Master's Key to Health that interviewed Dr. Nelson with all this. I wish I could put that up, but it was amazing for that time, 1991. But so what this breakthrough quantum technology clearly showed is not only what worked best to build health and prevent disease, but also that virtually all commonly prescribed drugs have a weakening effect on the biofield. Confirming what, you know, Dr. Nelson had discovered with Curlian photography. So my point is that biofield ethics are bioethics, and without true pro-life ethics, pharmacidal drug pushing is making a killing on us. Just saying. So I love the quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "If people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medications they take, their bodies will soon be in as a sorry state as are the souls who live under tyranny," as Thomas Jefferson way back then. So the bottom line, you know, take heart, light as real intelligence, conscience, real intelligence, is the best check and balance on the godless, soulless, artificial variety. And, of course, there's a cartoon here that kind of makes the whole point of it about you know, the intelligence of politicians, with the child saying, "Do politicians have artificial intelligence?" After the father is saying in the cartoon that artificial intelligence can give you convincing arguments that are factually incorrect. So the daughter's response, again, was, "Well, do politicians have artificial intelligence?" So my point is that real intelligence will make politicians accountable to the constitutional purpose they've sworn to uphold. This is the intelligence I referred to with hardware and an interactive communication process that would basically represent, you know, the conscience of constituents, you might call them, the conscience of the field of community and social network communities, and conscience in the field in regard to specific context and meaning, as can basically, you know, flesh out the constitutional purpose at a quantum level of God government, you know, pure geometry of divinity that's also understood as the fractal order of the holographic universe. This is the first principles of cosmic law, the first principles of conscience currency, as I referred to. The navigraphic that goes into that with the love model, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, and five and one. Again, creating a model, a universal law language model, frame of reference for culture and common sense for a revolution in higher consciousness globally is the purpose and plan. I believe that the masters know and serve, and I've been trying to serve through the Heartware Project. Vision, and of course, the links on the Heartware Project and the four directions of the Prime Directive and the ascending components to the capstone vision of the pyramid of self and self and civilization, what that looks like, how that works. You know, this is, you know, of course, my intention with publishing this last year to basically find some intelligent people who know intelligent people and are interested in culturing global consciousness, global, you know, and, you know, culture of culturing intelligence, you know, involving and evolving individual and collective conscience with capital C. As in E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light, and as you approach the speed of light with consciousness of how you were conscious, source field conscious, you develop a conscience, capital C, as in the collective cosmic conscience, Christic conscience, unity conscience, you know, enlightenment. So here's a universal standard for global TLC that empowers wisdom with cosmic love, and how awakening is accelerated. Mass awakening will be accelerated by linking the light, you know, more light and love easier and faster. So anyway, I'm going to skip right into the piece I published early this morning with the full moon in Aquarius. This is basically, you know, an energy now that I referenced in the astrology. The astrology of the hour, usually I go into that in depth in the beginning of my show, and I'm going to go into it now before I go into this article, because I really think this is like claiming the victory of Aquarius. This is like the vision with vision of virtue and valor and for the victory of Aquarius, the understanding of the victory of unity and diversity and the magnetics of unity and diversity. And I have a graphic of a bar magnet. I'm going to be going into this understanding of the magnetism of spherical consciousness and social conscience, you know, unity conscience versus the polarization that goes on with individuation and individual consciousness and the cosmic law energetics of, you might say, full spectrum collective consciousness. It is like the energy field created by a bar magnet, whereby the center field of the magnet has well-rounded spherical consciousness, you know, like social conscience, the currency of conscience of we are one. And then there's the two ends of the bar magnet that, you know, with the energies are scattered, you know, like individualism in all directions. Of course, there's a graphic of that, and you can see with the graphic of the iron filings that are dusted onto a bar magnet, how it creates this spherical field around, like in the center of unity between the two ends. And the two ends, the filings, you know, the iron filings that are dusted on, they're just shooting out in all directions, because that's like individualism. You know, they're all individual. They're private rights, you might say, in the public sphere. There's a balance there. And these are laws, universal laws, and I go into that. You know, the same quantum dynamics between both hemispheres of the Earth, as well as both brain hemispheres governing our personal rights in the public sphere. So you got hemispheres of the Earth, hemispheres of the brain, and here's the raising the bar of universal law language. You know, call it quantum science or quantum reality, and there's links on quantum science and quantum reality to understand quantum everything in the field, the unified field, the unity and diversity through communication, cooperative communication, coordination. global holistic healing and the whole process that begins with that. Anyway, I have been kind of really off script today in a Holy Spirit way that can I only attribute to the astrology. And I didn't really get into the astrology like I wanted to. The astrology that's going on right now is really amazing. So I talked about how this basically, the full moon in Aquarius today is creating a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. I mean, it's like this is like one of the most amazing times of Earth's evolution to be alive. The drama, the kabuki theater, whatever you want to call it, we're going through a quantum shift of deep space energies, impacting fields within fields. There's a quickening of energies going on. One of the key things was Uranus's entered Gemini for the next 7 years. Things are really speeding up. This is speeding things up. And if you're not experiencing future shock yet, hold on to your hat, because as you'll hear, in these four videos and four presentations, these four newsletters, artificial intelligence is rapidly accelerating the rate of change. So it's really good to get some reality reports, reality therapy. And I think today it's like my circuit's been pretty much overloaded with today's, with this full moon illumination, you might say, in Aquarius. Patterns, geometrizing, astrology patterns in the heavens right now, with the sun in Leo and the full moon in its polarity, which is Aquarius. It is basically giving us a window with these patterns that are geometrizing the quantum field, which include, there's a tight mystic rectangle going on. Now, this for amateur astrologers, get into the patterns that's going on that coalesce the energies in the field. So there's a tight, a really strong mystic rectangle going on, a yod finger of God, a hard rectangle, which is a whole other geometric coordinate framing energetics, four different planets. There's a creative triangle going on, plus two strong kite patterns that share a grand air trine between Pluto, Mars, and Uranus. And this is just, that's a strong grand trine, air trine. I mean, the aspects are very, like within a few degrees. So this is a very unique blessing from God. When I say God, I'm talking about G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity. So it's all in divine order. I look to see, know to be, one with God is geometric ordered divinity. It's all in divine order, God has rules. It's embedded in the heavens and the energetics and the fractal order of the holographic universe. So anyway, in today's show, I hope I've blown your mind a little bit. There was some news that's in the lamestream that the lamestream media fails to mention. I'll let you get into my article, my newsletter on Aquarian victory today with the full moon in Aquarius. Some insight and outlook for understanding the overview and to make sense of the world we live in now, and how we are on the cusp of amazing revelations, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. It's happening, folks. So read my article on Aquarian victory, for these that was published or finished publishing or just the early morning hours when it was exact with the full moon in Aquarius. So again, thanks for listening. And today, hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.